The secretary will please close the roll. The yeas are 13. The nays are 8. Senate Joint Resolution number 2, having received the constitutional majority required, is ordered passed and transmitted to the Assembly.
45 years after Congress originally passed the Equal Rights Amendment, the Nevada Senate voted to ratify the constitutional change yesterday. When states originally debated the merits of the ERA, Congress placed a 1982 deadline on its approval. Yet some are hopeful Congress could resurrect the amendment if a few of the holdout states agree to its premise. However, it seems unlikely with Republicans' control of both chambers. Introduced as Senate Joint Resolution 2, the measure would make Nevada the 36th state to approve the measure. Democratic Senator Pat Spearman of North Las Vegas sponsored the bill.
So when it comes to equality, you know, I don't care if it's 40 years or 140 years. We should never stop fighting. Never. You know, it's we deserve equality.
After more than an hour of passionate debate from both sides of the aisle, SJR 2 passed the Senate by a vote of 13-8, largely split down party lines. Reno Republican Heidi Gansert was the only member of the GOP to break rank.
This year, we celebrate having 40% of the legislative seats held by women. We have strong women serving as House leaders and chairs. Women are stepping up and stepping forward, and I am proud to stand alongside of them. While this vote on the Equal Rights Amendment may be redundant because of the work done here in Nevada and in other states, it is still a powerful symbol of the need for equality.
The lawmakers who voted against the amendment echoed many of the concerns that have plagued the ERA since its inception. Some argued the measure is not needed because the 14th Amendment, which provides protections for all citizens, already guarantees rights. Some said it would erode traditional family values. For Las Vegas Republican Becky Harris, the only female senator to vote against the measure, the possibility that women could be drafted into military service was of top concern. She says that decision could have significant consequences and should be left up to federal lawmakers.
For the past 15 years, Congress has continued to dance around this issue and able to require young women to register for the draft. I don't want to do through this amendment what Congress itself has simply been unwilling to do.
Senate Minority Leader Michael Roberson says the passage of the ERA could lead to an increase in abortions.
What we are talking about, what I am talking about today, is taxpayer-funded abortions, the practice of partial birth abortion, and whether states can have parental notification or parental consent laws. This is a moral issue for me. I think there should be fewer abortions, not more.
Along with legislators, the debate was closely watched by several local advocates. For 24-year-old Reno resident Annie Evans, the work is not over. Wearing a green sash and a button that says ERA yes, she says it's more important now than ever to push lawmakers for the amendment.
We have to keep talking to them, especially now, and demonstrate and write letters, make phone calls, send emails, and make sure that we are being active. Because if we're not being active in our democracy, then it's not really a democracy, is it?
The amendment will now move to the Assembly, where guarantees have already been made that Nevada will ratify the ERA. Paul Boger, Reno Public Radio News.